Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The taxi of the future meets the subway of the future. Good morning, everyone. Coming up in a few minutes, we will take your calls on the three New York City taxi designs that the city is considering to replace the Crown Victoria, which is no longer being produced. We'll have the city's taxi and limousine commissioner to take your calls. Now, you can see the three competing designs on our website right now and get ready to call in or vote online. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. The TLC does want public input on this, and as I say, we'll have the TLC commissioner, David Yaske, in a couple of minutes. But that new generation taxi might one day pick you up at the subway from New Jersey. You just heard it on the news. It's being reported today that ever since Governor Christie killed the second New Jersey transit tunnel for fear of cost overruns, Mayor Bloomberg has been exploring the alternative of extending the number 7 subway line to Secaucus. It's already going to be extended to Manhattan's far west side. This is interesting for its newness, an actual New York City subway stop across the Hudson. And it's interesting for its politics. Possible 2012 presidential contenders, Chris Christie as the no we can't politician to close the budget gaps, and Michael Bloomberg as the yes we can, to coin a phrase. Maybe Kathy Black would be the transportation secretary. Just kidding. But let's take a few minutes before our taxi of the future call in to see what this intriguing rail idea is all about. And the leader of our own Transportation Nation blog, Andrea Bernstein, is here. Hi, Andrea.
Good morning.
So the Times today says the number 7 extension would come, or could come at least, at half the cost of the NJ Transit Tunnel that the governor scrapped. How could it be that different?
Well, let's just, I'll take a deep breath. This is a very, very preliminary. I mean, this is a plan that's been thought about for, a few weeks, maybe a month. It's not quite a back of the envelope projection. It's more serious than that. But it's not, sort of detailed. And yet, the reason that this could come in so much more cheaply is two reasons. One of the very large costs of the Arc Tunnel was tunneling under Manhattan to make it emerge near Herald Square. And there also needed to be land acquisition, condemnation rights in Manhattan. The number 7 line already goes all the way to 11th Avenue. So what would happen essentially is that it would go almost right into the Hudson River and skip all of that expensive and complicated tunneling under Manhattan, thereby saving a large part of the cost of the Arc Tunnel.
The number 7, which now ends at Times Square and 42nd Street, as I think you've said, is already being extended to 34th and 11th, 34th Street and 11th Avenue. I guess that's to serve the Javits Center. That tunnel is being built. Does it have a date to go online?
Well, the tunnel is actually completed, and we should be seeing, an actual subway running in the fairly near future. This is serving the Javits Center, but also the entire West Side development. And it was interesting because, one of the sort of ancillary benefits of the Arc Tunnel was supposed to be bringing New Jersey residents easily into 34th Street, where they could get on the bus rapid transit, which is supposed to be on 34th Street in the next couple of years also, and go right over to the West Side development. And as the Arc Tunnel was dying, I was asking City Hall, does this affect the West Side development plans? And I got a lot of pushback. The West Side development plans were not contingent on the Arc Tunnel. It was never part of the projections. And yet you can see that this plan is being heartily embraced, the subway plan, by the developers of the Hudson Yards project on the West Side, because clearly
it's good for
them.
They
benefit.
Yeah.
Right.
How complicated would this be politically?
Well, every large infrastructure project has a father or a mother. For Bloomberg, it was the 7. That was his project. For John Corzine, it was the ARC project. And, these projects sort of tend to get divvied up in terms of who's the lead politician and who's the lead agency. So what would happen is that there would have to be some regional cooperation. Governor Christie has said he likes transit. He just doesn't like the cost of transit. So he, in some ways, could sort of save face if this were to happen. But, you know, it would have to be adopted by everybody. It would have to be adopted by the incoming governor, Andrew Cuomo. Port Authority would have to sign on. And, of course, the federal transit administrator right. and the U.S. Secretary of Transportation.
Because the NJ Transit Tunnel funding was going to come from federal stimulus money plus New Jersey state funds. So this would have to at least have a third stream coming from some entity in New York, be it the MTA or the state or maybe both. Last thing, do you see this in terms of Chris Christie tilting conservative Republican as emerging national figure and Michael Bloomberg trying to be the president of the infrastructure moderates?
Well, you know, you can read anything that way, and I think it certainly helps when you are a lame duck mayor at the end of your third term to be talked about in terms of presidential caliber. But, you know, let's not get too ahead of ourselves. The mayor likes transit. He has always said he likes transit. He likes infrastructure. He's on this national group with outgoing Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell and outgoing California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, he's been a big champion. I do want to stress this project is so preliminary, not even the MTA has seen it. So we are years away. And when I was talking to people last night, you know, about this plan, you know, there was a sense of like, oh, that's appealing, but there are so many details that need to be figured out. This is so far in the future that let's not get, you know, too gaga yet.
WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, who runs our Transportation Nation blog. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.